Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Drewski. Hey, what's up, podcast listeners? It's DJ Drewski, and I'm telling you, make sure you go check out my new show, The New Movement Podcast, where I interview the hottest upcoming artists in New York City and around the world. So make sure you go check it out. The first few episodes are out now, and new episodes drop every Wednesday on Spotify, Apple, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
We on that heavy.
Hey, look, I'm ready.
It's Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Ebro in the Morning, Laura Stiles, Rosenberg. We are remembering and honoring the name of our brother Chinx. We have Chinx's wife, Janelle. How are you this morning? We also have Biggs with us today. How are you, sir?
Good, sir. How are you?
Good. Hip Hop Homicides airing on Thanksgiving Day. Episode about Chinx. Janelle, I'd love to start with you and hear more about this episode and so people could tune in and everything that's going on with Chinx and his estate and the family and everything.
Right. So, yeah. So we did the show with Van Lathan. It's a couple of us, his mom, his manager, Big, myself, his oldest daughter is in it, my daughter, his mom, his brother. And it basically just touches base on everything that's been going on within a couple of years, within the case, his music, just how we're dealing with everything since the passing of him in 2015. I'm excited for it. I think it just touches more on the questions that people have as far as regarding the actual case. It's been quiet for quite some time since COVID.
And so, wait, I was under the impression, Janelle, that some people were arrested around this and people were jailed around this.
Yes. There were two suspects that were held accountable for this. Unfortunately, they were incarcerated already on other previous crimes. So they were going through that first. So we had to wait for that to finish in order to proceed with this case with Chinx. And then COVID hit, which shut the courts down. So we were at a standstill for quite some time.
And where are we now?
It's still going. There hasn't been an indictment yet because of COVID shutting down and then their previous cases still in works. One of them is on a federal charge. So until the federal case is closed, they can't proceed with the state case.
And do you guys believe, given what you know, Do you believe they have the right guys? Like, do you believe you know who did it personally?
I'm confident that they have the right people.
All right. Biggs, what about you?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
It's crazy because leading up to the event, if you look at the chain of events, I don't want to give too much away for the story because, you know, obviously we want people to tune in and get the full story, but the things leading up to the event and how the circumstances transpired, it's like, you know, hindsight is always 20/20, and we're like, wow, you know. So the way that, you know, things just kind of unfolded, it was just like, it was unbelievable.
This airing on Thanksgiving Day, I have to imagine for the family of, you know, Janelle and children and moms and everybody that has been affected by this, it's going to be an emotional Thanksgiving. How have you been doing just living life and taking care of the family, Janelle?
It's definitely going to be emotional. I think the whole recording was emotional. It was very emotional. Especially this is the first time that my daughter is actually speaking on the passing of her father since everything happened. But overall, I mean, I'm just doing what I have to do.
Right.
There's nothing more to it. Like, I'm at work right now. I had to step away for a little while just to do this. But, just working. I have the catering business that I do on the weekends. Just taking care of the kids. Everybody's growing, getting older, you know. And I just have to stay flowing. It's nothing more I can do but to just make sure that we continue to carry on his legacy and hold the family down.
And looking back on these last several years of everything that you and the family and even you, Biggs, have been through, do you guys feel like our local New York City hip hop community was there for you guys in the right way, and you felt supported? And moving forward, how can people continue to support you guys and support the memory of Chinks?
Well, I mean, looking at the family and everything that they went through, I kind of got a unfortunate bird's eye view from everything, from being the person to have to call Janelle to tell her what happened because the police officers first called me, to have it to speak to his mom, and going to Rikers Island to see his brother. And what I will say about New York is, I think the immediate family, the first thing was actually shock, because we didn't know where it came from. So for New York, I think it was more us being on our P's and Q's, and everybody was suspect.
Right.
You know, and then once we got past that, it was just like, nah, we got to bond together. And I mean, I see his kids on a regular basis and do everything that I can to make sure that Janelle is good and held down. But I mean, with music, I don't think Chinks got a shot. I definitely feel like he was cheated. Right. In that regard, because he was a budding star. And you had to know him to appreciate his relationship. If you look at his page now, we have a picture with Offset. We had a picture with Nipsey Hussle. And we had a crazy outpouring when he passed. But I think it's only now, because we continue the legacy, we try to make sure that we're putting music out, we're doing things that maintain the integrity of what he stood for, that people are now starting to realize, like, oh wow, this kid was dope.
Yeah.
You know, and he put New York on his back for a period of time and was definitely doing all that he could to hold the city down.
I think you're right, Big. Sorry, keep going.
And I think that's what this project is going to show, because it's definitely, it feels current. You can feel the spirit of him all over it. You feel what he represented and what he stood for.
So you guys dropped a project right after he passed, which had like On Your Body, which I thought if he was around, I think could have been
a huge record.
Yeah, I thought that was a huge tune.
Yeah.
Chinks Drug 6 drops when? December 2nd?
December 2nd, yeah. 2 days before his birthday.
So Janelle and Biggs, both you guys, so are there some songs on this one that you like were holding on to be like, hey, we want to wait and make this a special, you want to have it impact as much as possible?
Yeah, definitely. I think, like he said, when you hear it, it sounds current. Like, he's still here. It's still within the times that we're in. It doesn't sound like it's outdated. It doesn't sound like something that's old, that's no longer on the radios. Like, it's very much very diverse. And we have some features on there that I think everyone is going to appreciate. I have a few of my favorites that we were holding on to that I can't wait for them to come out. I'm like, release it now. He's like, no, wait. Just because I know that it's what everyone's been asking for. I mean, they've been blowing my DMs up since 2015 for this release of the Cocaine Riot editions. And people have been asking for this for the last 7 years. So I think it's highly anticipated, and it's going to be received well.
Was last week the murder of Takeoff? I imagine that when every time this happens, Janelle, it's triggering for you. Like, besides being sad for the person, but how hard is that when you hear about that?
It is. From Nipsey to PNB Rock to Takeoff. It's triggering. It's very triggering, especially them three. It's like, when you don't hear somebody's name in drama, you don't see bad news circulating around them. They're very humble, very off the radar as far as the drama goes. And then you hear something like this, it hurts. It hurts. When you think about their wife and their kids and everyone who's now affected by the loss, who just can't understand why. Like, why did this have to go this route? It hurts. I've been commenting on the Takeoff situation since it started, and I made a few posts about it, but it's a traumatizing event that when you see this happening again and again and again, it triggers you all over. It's hard.
Are you guys at least, have you both, I imagine at this point you've both seen the show that's airing on Thanksgiving. Have you seen it enough that Thanksgiving won't be incredibly jarring? Like, you've seen it all or no?
No, you know, that's the crazy part. We haven't seen it at all.
Oh, wow. So you really are going to consume it with the rest of us.
Yeah. Yes, we have. I have not seen a single snippet. So I have no idea what's in it, how it was edited. I have no idea.
So you guys
you're
probably going to wait until after Thanksgiving, though, right? Like, you're not going to watch it on that day.
No, I'm going to watch it on
Thanksgiving. Yeah, she's not going
to be able to. We tend to get together every Thanksgiving. So we're always at her house Thanksgiving and Christmas and stuff like that anyway. So it's going to be a family affair. And in those moments, it's the most important thing to make sure that we're holding each other down and supporting each other as much as humanly possible. I can't stress how much we've actually, and I said it in a post with Billboard, like, this happened 7 years ago, you know, but we live this every single day. It still feels like it happened yesterday because there's been no closure. You know, we have his store in Valley Stream that we do his merchandise and keep his name alive. So it's not a day that goes by that, you know, Nelly is seeing the kids. It's something that you just can't, like, put away. So, you know, we're going to consume it with the rest of you guys and be as upbeat and as positive as we possibly can, you know, as a family.
Hip Hop Homicides, which airs on
WeTV
on Thanksgiving.
This is the Chinks episode.
What time is it air?
9 o'clock.
Nine o'clock.
Okay. And the new music with Chinks. When is that releasing? One more time.
We're doing December 2nd.
December 2nd. So
December.
That's Chinks Drug 6. Birthday.
And I just want to let you guys know, I hope you're aware of how, in our world, and, you know, hip-hop radio in New York, how loved Chinks is still. Like, that one, it obviously we've lost a lot of artists, but losing Chinks rocked everyone. I mean, I just hope you know he is talked about in the fondest terms possible.
Great guy, man. Great artist, great guy. And, yeah, no, he's definitely still missed. Janelli, Chinks, we salute you. Rest in peace. And Biggs, thank you too, sir.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Hip Hop Homicides, Thanksgiving Day on WeTV and December 2nd. Well, I'm sure you guys will get us some music so we can play it for the people, right?
Absolutely.
There it goes.
Oh, definitely.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
Smash like that.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.